Please rise for the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to John, the sixth chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the crowd, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. From the opening line of John's Gospel, we are being prepared for this moment. Jesus is making a claim about himself that is hard for those around him to believe. By invoking the words, "I am," Jesus is staking his claim that he is God. If you think back to Exodus 3, when God speaks to Moses and Moses asks, "What am I to call you?" God responds, "I am who I am." So when Jesus says, "I am the bread of life," or "I am the bread that came down from heaven," the religious leaders know that Jesus is invoking the name of God. This doesn't make any sense to them because they know that Jesus has an earthly mother and father. So how can he make this claim about himself? Our identity can be formed in many ways. As children, we often have dreams of becoming an athlete or someone in a helping profession. I have shared before how the congregation I grew up in shaped and molded me to become a pastor someday. They saw something in me at a young age that I was unable to see. But I'm not sure if you asked my high school classmates or even my teachers that they would think I would be a pastor someday. I left high school thinking I was going to be a music teacher, but it didn't take me too long in college to realize that this was not what I was being called to. I'm sure that many of you have had similar experiences. Maybe you chose a profession that was unexpected to your family or to your friends. Maybe people are surprised about where you ended up when you gather at your high school reunion. These choices are important in our lives because they set us off in a particular direction. We have choices, but Jesus simply was from the beginning with God. But we may be able to understand the confusion of the religious leaders because they knew the earthiness of who Jesus is. He has a father and a mother. So when Jesus invokes, "I am," it means way more than the confusion that the religious leaders experience, because Jesus is the bread of life, or the bread that has come down. The promises that he makes to us and to those who heard him are even greater. Jesus says, "Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." And everyone there knew this to be true because they saw Jesus feed 5,000 with a loaf of bread and five fish. But if you remember back to last week, Jesus set this up. Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you." But what then is this food? How are we to understand what Jesus is saying? If you think back to the woman at the well, Jesus says to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." In the presence of Jesus, we have everything that we need, not for our physical life, but for eternal life. But John isn't talking solely about life after death. He is talking about abundant life now. When we recognize the presence of Jesus in our midst, then we begin to experience what was meant when we heard, "God so loved the world." The statement, "I am the bread of life," is the first of seven statements that Jesus will use to help us understand who he is. And the imagery is wide and varied. "I am the light of the world" in John 8. "I am the gate" in John 10. "I am the good shepherd" in John 10. "I am the resurrection and the life" in John 11. "I am the way and the truth and the life" in John 14. "I am the vine" in John 15. All of these point to the relationship each of us are to have with Jesus. This isn't disconnected or disembodied. This is God in our midst. From John 1, "And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth." Our relationship with Jesus isn't merely a spiritual relationship. We may recognize that we meet Christ in the bread and the wine of communion. That's tangible. But we also meet Christ as the Word is proclaimed in word and song. We also meet Christ when we are connected to the community, to the body of Christ. When we acknowledge the image of Christ in one another, then we are in the presence of Christ. When we work and serve and worship side by side, we are in the presence of Christ. When we recognize that we are surrounded by the light of Christ, we are in Christ's presence. We can spiritualize Jesus' words and think they are a promise for someday. But Jesus promises to be present with us today. He is the living bread that has come down from heaven. And Jesus makes us this promise. "Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." Jesus wants us to know who he is. Jesus wants us to know that in him we can have life and have it abundantly. Jesus wants us to know that he gives of his very flesh when we come to the table. This isn't food that perishes. This isn't food that will leave us hungry again in an hour. This is food for life in Christ today. This is food for life in Christ eternally. Amen.